Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and it's good to be with you today. Tell you what, it's not the best day I've ever had. We're recording on Wednesday, right after the inauguration, and we got a lot to talk about tonight, but I don't know where to start. So I'll just go ahead and introduce everybody. We've got Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Mary Griswold, rightwinggranny.com, excellent conservative blog. You know, Mary, what you do is very important because we are the new media. People searching for truth, people looking for something that's not controlled media and censoring everything and telling lies about everything else. They're having to search the internet and look for blogs like yours.
There is also a move to take down a lot of information that is conservative-oriented. And I have said before, I consider myself an ant among elephants. It will be a while before they get to me.
Yeah.
But eventually they will.
I don't know. I wouldn't count them out. And then we got Melissa with us tonight.
Hello.
Melissa is our underground research of the other side there. She watches
The View.
Yeah, the fake news, The View, and the non-conservative news sources, and compares it to what we're getting on conservative stuff, because the rest of us just don't have a stomach for that.
So. And she stays cheerful.
I don't know how.
We got Howard and Rainer James.
Hey.
Hey there, and I'd like to mention, too, that Bob does something really important. Bob Griswold, he's our treasurer, and he keeps us solvent.
Oh, I thought you
gave us a financial report today that looked pretty good.
I thought you were going to tell us he was Mary's chauffeur.
Oh, well, no, I thought everybody knew that by now.
Yeah.
All right, we got Doug Gould with us tonight. Doug, welcome back. We sure appreciate your participation. And you're going to make me a list of your credentials. So I would be able to, you know. But we'd have to move to a two-hour show to do that.
I was going to say, do we have time for that? Maybe you do a credential each week.
I'll just put it this way. Doug is very, very – oh, he's got them. He's very well credentialed. Strategic enterprise security, security architecture and design, security governance, risk management, security advice technologies, firewalls, IDSs, IPSs, DLPs, SIEMs, PKI, IDMA, AAA, regulatory compliance, physical security, threat assessment, risk analysis, TSCM, business continuity planning and disaster recovery, threat intelligence, adaptive cyber risk management. And that doesn't even tell you about his master's degrees and other things. So we're very glad to have Doug with us. He shares a lot of information with us. And we've got Pete Benton over here. Pete, he's got a big smile on his face. Matt, how do you do that after that inauguration today?
Well, I have hope. Remember what Ronald Reagan said, love God, love your country, and know there's a better place in the future.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. So, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about what we think our future might hold. I don't know that we know how to tell that anymore, but it's a good topic to start out on anyway. But first, we're going to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Okay, well, I think all of us participated in the virtual inauguration today, just so we could see what was going on. Hal, you want to start telling us?
Well, I didn't want to get into that subject right away. I had something else I wanted to mention. That's the meeting we had last night at the Stanley Hall Ballroom.
I was going to save that, yeah.
You were going to save that?
That's all right. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was really pleased that we had three of our representatives there, Norman Sanderson, Steve Tyson, and
George Cleveland,
yeah. And they did a wonderful job of answering the questions that we had. And what really pleased me a lot was Pete Benton took over the moderating job, which would have been my job if I hadn't been able to recruit him to do it, and he did such a great job, and I just feel like he is a fairly new member of CCTA and really working into doing a lot of great work for us. So I appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Hal. You're very kind.
Well, Dad, I did watch the inauguration today from beginning to end. Just really.
Hold on just a second. I think Bob had something to say about the meeting.
No, I wanted to add that last night's meeting, I think it was interesting. Pete, you're from Carteret County, and Norm Sanderson lives in Pamlico County. George Cleveland is down in Onslow County, and Steve Tyson, of course, is here in Craven County. So we had a lot of representation from the area.
Right.
We certainly did.
Folks, while we're on this topic, before I go back to Melissa, this is what we do on the third Tuesday of every month.
Right.
We put together public meetings. They're free. They're open to the public. We're nonpartisan, so everybody's invited. And as I mentioned at the meeting last night, because we are nonpartisan, anytime we have a forum with candidates involved, everyone is invited. Now, Hal sent out invitations to all the candidates at one deal.
10 of them. Hmm?
Right. All the candidates, no matter what their party affiliation was, that represent Eastern North Carolina. The third district, I guess.
Not the entire third district, but six counties.
Six counties, okay. But anyway, he sent 10 invitations out. We had three that showed up.
Right.
So,
but you know, one other thing I'd really like to mention is that Jerry Shield with God and Country Christian Alliance was there. You know, he's the president of it. And he announced that they had voted Monday night before our meeting to become sponsors of our radio show. So we want to welcome him in as a sponsor to the welcome, to the radio show. Yeah, wake up call. And we have a very close relationship now with God and Country Christian Alliance, and we really do appreciate that. I think that gives both organizations a little more push and a little more power.
Right. We share the same values.
Absolutely.
We're more of a conservative watchdog group, but, yeah, we share the same values they do as far as God and country. Standing for life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Right, and Jerry spent a lot of time at the General Assembly basically lobbying for small business and especially the commercial fishing business.
Right,
so
and we've had Jerry on several times in that role.
And one more good thing about last night was we got two new members. They're enthusiastic new members.
Oh, good.
So it was a good meeting from beginning to end.
One of our new members was so excited, she ran up to me and she said, "I'm going to fill this place up. We're going to get lots of people."
Well, that's good. We need more of those. Okay. We'll jump back over to Melissa now. You watched the inauguration and...
Yeah, I did watch inauguration. My main source was Newsmax, and then I flipped through to three other channels that were mainstream just to get the commentary. To say it was night and day is not going to surprise you. It was very different commentary, and I mean, we've been listening to it for the past four and a half years, so I don't need to go into that. What was the most striking was probably the lack of enthusiasm, the lack of crowds. Now, I know that they did lock down D.C., the fencing everywhere, to keep people out. Even outside of the fencing, there were no crowds. It just was a very non-event. And when they would do the wide pans of around the Capitol and seeing all the fencing and all the National Guard out there and all the defense, my favorite meme of the week was, if you have to protect yourself from the people, you probably weren't elected by the people. And that just kept coming to my head, all day today, seeing that.
It was kind of eerie because, I guess the wave of Trump supporters that were going to rush the Capitol and or tear the place down and drag them out in the streets just didn't show up.
I guess they had other things to do today.
A fake election followed by a fake
insurrection.
Yeah.
I tried to avoid watching the, I won't dignify it by calling it an inauguration, the installation. but the few glimpses I did catch over lunch when I was at a restaurant and they had the TV on reminded me of the kind of thing you would expect in North Korea or at the Kremlin reviewing the troops. I've never seen that in my lifetime in an inauguration. Going to Arlington Cemetery, that's never been done before either. And doing this all with military guard to keep the people out from Washington and military in every one of the 50 state capitals. This is what a dictator does.
Yep.
And why is it being done in our country? I mean, that was my reaction.
Another thing along those lines is the field of flags. Instead of people being out there, that huge field of flags looks like something China would do.
It was very disturbing. Just the whole mood was, it was off. But when you, like what a dictator does, if you were paying attention, they actually came out. Congress, it was started by Pelosi, met with the FBI, DOG, and heads of military, and over concern of being, assassinated or taken over by these traitorous Trump supporters, they actually started vetting our soldiers. And if this soldier was deemed a threat because they voted for Trump, they were sent home. They were training them starting Sunday, training soldiers to basically, if you see something, say something. If you think this, you're training your soldiers brother against brother. What are we,
Well, it's biblical, you know, Revelation and all, father against son, brother against brother.
You're right.
Neighbor against neighbor. That's what they're trying to do is divide us. And by the way, folks, Melissa didn't mean Pelosi met with a dog.
DOJ. I said DOJ.
You said DOG.
That was my Southern. I said DOJ.
Okay.
One of the things that disturbed me about the vetting of the soldiers, other than the vetting of the soldiers, was that one of the groups that they were looking for membership in that they considered an extremist group was Turning Point USA. Turning Point USA is a young people's group on colleges. It's a
Bingo, there's your problem. Mm-hmm.
It's a conservative group, and there is nothing extreme or militant or anything about it. And it was, to me, it was a clue that the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing their vetting for them, and that's not a good sign.
Right. You know, we had somebody from Turning Point USA, a young woman, speak to CCTA at one time, and they're wonderful.
Well, you know, Melissa, I hate to disagree with you, but I don't think that just because they voted for Trump, I doubt if that was actually one of the criteria.
Yes, it was.
Well,
it
that's
was?
What
they
that's,
came right out and said that.
I wouldn't say that was the criteria, but that is what they looked for to draw attention to that soldier.
Okay,
and that's they had to tell who they voted for. But
I don't think they asked exactly that. What
yeah,
they
that's
did,
what I'm saying.
They reviewed their social media interactions and things like that.
I agree.
And if they were a outspoken conservative, Trump
Big
supporter.
Big Brother is watching
right.
you.
No, they didn't have to go up and say who
no,
they voted
but
for.
No, just the fact that was the criteria for being called out is that you supported their boss for 4 years. That
yeah.
Well, it's disturbing.
It's a new definition of spying on U.S. citizens.
One thing a lot of people don't know about the National Guard, and Pete and I have both spent time in the Guard. I think I spent more time in the Guard than he did. But the president is not generally in charge of the National Guard. The National Guard is a state agency. They call it the Military Affairs Group in Virginia, where I worked. And we reported to the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I reported to the governor on a lot of issues, a lot of things that we worked on. I had to go. I didn't get to talk to the governor personally, but I talked to his staff, and they passed it on to the governor.
Right.
But I just wanted to emphasize that because people talk about the president is in command of the guard. Well, he may be if the guard has been activated to federal duty.
Thank you, Rick. Hal, to your point, thank you very much, and I totally agree with you. I find it interesting having participated in a couple of presidential inaugurals. These events are planned 6 to 9 months in a year, and all people are invited. It's a major ceremonial event. We start over there by the Capitol, and then we march down Constitutional Avenue and march, and they set up a beautiful platform right behind the White House, and that's where we march to. So I found it interesting and rather abnormal in some of the things that they had today. But I want to take you to a point to September of last year when Dr. Bill Federer spoke to us about what is happening to America, okay? And this is in his book that he wrote, and he said, quote, "The treacherous world of the 16th century and how the pilgrims escaped it." And I go to page 11. Here's what he says. "Revisionists have employed a tactic called deconstruction, separating people from their past, getting them into a neutral position where they do not remember where they came from. They're brainwashing them into a planned totalitarian future." That's what I believe is the challenge for we as Christians today, as Americans. We're confronted with a major evil, and we need to take a stand, okay?
Well, here. If people know their history,
yes.
This is not a new plan. We've seen it executed time and time again throughout history.
I kind of think that's his point, is that with the changing of the history, I think a lot about, because I have college-age kids, and I think a lot about the indoctrination of them. They don't know their history because, one, it's not being taught, or two, it's totally being rewritten.
They're too young to have college-aged kids. That's hard to believe.
Thank you, Hal. Thank you very much.
Let me share a great book, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn of The Harbinger. And he is he leads the Hope of World Ministries in Jerusalem Church, Beth Israel in New Jersey. And I've read several of his works, and I find them most instructive. And he talks about Israel in particular and what happened to Israel when they broke the covenant with God. Okay? Israel was unique among nations in that it was conceived and dedicated at its foundation for the purposes of God. our founding fathers who laid the American foundation saw Israel as the Israel of the new world. But America's founders established this new commonwealth after the pattern of ancient Israel. They dedicated it to God and saw it as a covenant with God. Remember, when Bill talked about this, when they broke the covenant with God, they lost the protection of God. Okay, and they suffered calamities. And these harbingers, what he talks about, their shakenings, their reawakenings. They're telling the people to wake up, to come back to me, to confess your sins and realize that I'm your Holy Father. There is a deeply profound spiritual and prophetical, you know, occurrence going on here. And we need to turn to our faith and we need to study our past so we don't repeat it in the future.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of prophecy being fulfilled during this time. And anybody that follows some of the prophets and the prophecies that have gone out there knows we're right in the middle of what they were prophesying.
Well, even if you don't, you know, if you weren't raised in the church, if you don't know your Bible front to back, even if you don't, you do have common sense. And when you are looking at what's happening nowadays and seeing you're being told black is white, white is black, up is down. You know, it's, what do you say all the time, Dad, about don't believe what your eyes see?
Your lying eyes.
Yeah. You know, it's, even if you don't have that sturdy of a background in your faith, you better start paying attention because it's right in front of you guys.
You bring up a very good point because I heard something the other day that struck home with me on that. Is we're using our brains too much.
Huh?
You quit using your brain at some point.
This does not make sense to me, Rick.
And that's why, because you use your brain trying to make sense. Stop every now and then, quit using your brain and use your heart. Because God has put it in your heart what's right and wrong. He's given you that intuition inside for you to determine which is the right path and which is the wrong path. But we've been overthinking and trying to figure out that with our human thought and the way we've been trained and indoctrinated and brainwashed and everything else. Sometimes you need to pause, stop using your brain, and use your heart for a few minutes.
Well, when you're faced with a calamity, it's hard not to try to use your brain to the best of your ability.
Now more than ever, according to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, is a time for a return to faith. Okay? And he says that same nation that was formed after the pattern of Israel now follows the same pattern of moral descent, spiritual departure from God. It began with a complacency towards God, and then spiritual confusion, merging God with idols, and ultimately rejection of his ways. We have broken the covenant with God. We must understand that we as human beings are frail and fragile. We cannot fix this. We must turn to the Holy Father, reestablish the covenant. And I think it starts with our churches, I've said before. We must be willing to be Christians and to be faithful. We must be willing to make sacrifices, okay? Harassment. I mean, I remember several months ago, you know, Jim Core and Jerry Schill, we went down there to do basically a support march for the Right to Life movement. And we were standing down there, you know, carrying signs and everything saying, you know, Right to Life, we believe in God. And there were a number of rabble rousers who got up and rode by and yelled all kinds of obscenities at us and everything like that. That's part of it. That is the devil trying to tempt you. We must stand fast on our belief in God and our love for our country. And I think that's what's most important. We will suffer, you know, obscenities and things of that nature. That's okay. That's a part of life. But remember, if you don't believe, you know, like the old saying, if you don't believe in anything, you'll fall for anything.
All right.
Okay.
Was that out of Martin Luther King?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, sir.
We will.
You need to take a stand, folks. If you're a Christian, if you care about your God and your country and your loved ones, it's time to stand up. Yes, you are going to be persecuted. You have to take a stand. We're going to take a break now to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, as always, we have some of the most interesting discussions during the break. And Bob brought up some good points about disinformation. There's a ton of disinformation out there. And it's causing, I think the word you used was angst.
Angst and anxiety, yes. Just as overwhelming so many people.
Right. And so, people, we want to caution you. You know, there is a lot of disinformation. So don't take to heart everything you see or hear. And it's coming from both sides. I mean, we're in a war. Believe it or not, we are at war.
I believe it.
Okay. And the tactics of war include disinformation. You don't want to let your enemy know where you are or what you're doing, and you're not going to tell them every move. We have in the past, and look where it got us. Okay? So be cautious on, jumping out there and believing everything you see or hear right to begin with. Like I told somebody the other day when we were talking about it, and they said, well, I don't believe that. I said, well, I'm not telling you to believe it. What I do is I listen, I lay it on the table and wait and see how, you know, what comes up. And, you know, before I totally discount it or before I totally believe it, I give it time, you know, to wash out.
So, you know, we've talked about this, you and I, quite a bit the past 2 weeks. And the caution I have with that, when, you know, I belong to quite a number of groups that shares a lot of great information. I mean, you just can't be tuned in 24/7. So these people kind of cover the holes. And you do get a lot of great information. But then you also get some people who are going to just snap and share every single thing that comes across that reinforces what they believe. And we need to understand that there are people out there who want to take us down so bad and take the movement down, not you individually, but take down the movement. I mean, look at what happened after the 6th. Media narrative immediately was Trump supporters are who were patriots are immediately traitors. They are liars. They are insurrectionists. They are the bad people, right? Yeah. I mean, it was immediate. We no longer were the law and order patriot party. We are now deemed the traitors of this country. So when you have people who will plant things in these on YouTube, on chat rooms, things like that, and you take off sharing them, when I see something, I don't ever share anything unless I've checked it with two, backed it up with two other sources, which is why I share very little, because if you don't know, don't share it. Yep. Don't snap and share, because they want to. Look at how many times, and if you don't watch mainstream media, I can tell you, they love reporting on the crazy conspiracy theorists that belong to the Trump movement. They love to talk about it. They love to talk about the conspiracy. So when you don't check your sources and you just start sharing everything that comes across your screen, you're part of the problem and you're not helping.
For instance, how many times have you seen something somebody shared and when you went and checked it out, it was done 2 or 3 years ago? You know?
Absolutely. And guys, please remember, I mean, look at the technology that we have at your own fingertips, okay? So if you have that and that little phone sitting in your hand, the things that you can do and create, think about someone who really wants to cause some damage and they have better equipment than that. I mean, I have seen videos come across the past 2 weeks of there was a big one, listen to Trump's speech, and everyone on the group was so excited about the speech Trump gave. I've listened to every single Trump speech that he has given over 4 years, and I immediately knew, wait a minute, that's not from the same, that was a speech he gave, and this is, someone broke up his speeches, and the worst part is that in the video, he's wearing different clothes in the same speech.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, people, let's be better than that. Let's check our sources and just be better, because what we're doing is so important.
Here's a simple example for you folks. Look at the profile pictures, and if their birth date is back in the 50s and their profile picture looks like they're 20 or 30 because they put it through a filter.
Dad, Mary got looks beautiful in that picture.
I'm sorry.
Melissa mentioned what happened on the 6th, and Mary has an article up at Right Wing Granny. Referring to a Washington Post article that came out earlier. And usually I'm perfectly satisfied with just reading Mary's stories and not going to the source, but this intrigued me. So I went to the Washington Post article that they have archived themselves so it can't be pulled down. And it was talking about three people who were arrested. They were Trump people. Apparently, a leader of the Oath Keepers and some people associated with Oath Keepers. Now, I'm not real familiar with that group, but I think that it references the same oath that our military people take, which does not sound ominous to me, but the article calls them extremists.
They are military. They are veterans that are, they live by their oath.
Okay. In their conversations through walkie-talkies or whatever gizzes they had when they were in the Capitol, and these people were, but there were also people in, they were warning each other about the people with the red MAGA hats turned around as being, I don't know, Antifa somebody of that ilk. Anyhow, one of the people was a woman, her last name is Watkins, from Woodstock, Ohio, who is an Army veteran, served in Afghanistan. And she came on saying that there were about 30 or 40 of us and that we're sticking together and sticking to the plan. Then a man's voice came on and said, you are executing a citizen's arrest. Arrest this assembly. We have probable cause for acts of treason and election fraud. Well, I got to thinking about that. These people are making a big mistake because of they didn't have the outcome. They had no way to prosecute their case. But I think they were patriotic Americans who saw our Congress failing them after having seen our Supreme Court fail them, after having seen the state legislators fail them. They were trying to save our country. So they are not barbarians and bad people. They are extremely brave and probably did not have an ultimate end game to their plan, which is a darn shame.
Well, I'll go so far as to say I'm not sure they went there with the plan to do that. Mm-mm. They went there to be heard and to be seen and, you know, to exercise their First Amendment rights. there were people in a group that were there with megaphones that were urging them on, and the passion, you've had tens of thousands of people pushing in towards the Capitol. So if you're up there at the front, there's a whole crowd. You turn around and look, and as far as you could see, all the way back to the Washington Monument, was a river of people coming in.
Well, what I'm trying to express, Rick, is that there were some people there with bad motivation. I think they were the Antifa types.
Right.
There were people there who did some things that were a mistake, but there were not Trump supporters there with foul intent.
Right.
That's they what are I'm, good, good people.
That's what I'm saying. They were there for good reasons, but they were being taken advantage of because they were being urged on, not realizing that the bad guys, Antifa, was trying to get them to do.
There was a lot of that too. Okay. Yeah. But I think these people were self-motivated, made a mistake, but they were not coming from a bad place. They're not traitors. They are not bad people.
Right.
So I totally understand what you're saying. And is there proof that there were bad people, you know? Absolutely. I mean, they went home and shared their own videos of themselves in the Capitol instigating and getting it done. Were there people, good people, who got caught up in the moment of this is our house? Absolutely. Of course. I mean, when you have a million people standing there screaming the same thing. Yeah. And are we passionate about having an election stolen? Absolutely. So if you want to say, why wasn't there enough police presence for that many people? Is it because Trump people have never been violent? Is that reason? Or if you want to go the other route and say it was a setup and there wasn't police because they wanted this to happen. But what I do want to say is that if that was a real attempt to take over our government, that was the most pathetic, cartoonish attempt I have ever seen. And that's not saying anything against the people who... I'm just saying, if you honestly believe that that was a million people trying to take over the Capitol, I mean, I have a bridge to sell you. That was pathetic. Yeah.
Reason-
50 people went in there and took selfies, and, you know, for the most part. And then you have those bad, you have the bad things that happen. But with all those people there, that Capitol would not be standing if that
my belief attempt. Is it's been totally misrepresented.
Absolutely.
You brought up a good point that the intent wasn't there, you know. Because those people, like you said, there were so many of them, but they weren't expected to do it.
No.
They were not expecting any type of aggressive behavior out of the crowd that was there, because out of all the rallies...
Never once.
They never once had to worry about that.
Because they are law-abiding, country-loving, police-respecting, law and order people.
All right, Rick, you said we were at war. Okay, let me point this out. We spent a lot of time looking back. Now we need to look to the future, to what we can do. When you do that in a military operation, the first thing you do is call up your G2 people. You want to know the intelligence. You want to know as much as you can about what you're facing. We got a man here, Doug, that spends so much time doing that sort of work. I'd like to hear from him what he sees ahead of
us. Okay, that's a good point, and we'll get to that as soon as we get back from this break.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Hal brought up a good point. We do have a cybersecurity expert, and he's skilled in gathering intel and information. He's been busy at that. So, Doug, you want to share with us what you found out?
Sure. I mean, I've been spending a lot of time looking at information from all sources, both inside and outside the country. And one of the things that I have found over many decades of doing this is that often when an international event occurs, the media in the country where that occurred are sometimes unwilling and sometimes unable or not permitted to share what they know. And so the technique I've been using is to look at media from all different sources. So with this election, I not only look at the American media, I look at the French media, the German media, the British media, the Italian media, the South American media, the Australian media, the Japanese media, the Russian media. And sometimes it's often difficult to translate all that. Thank goodness there are many translation services online. But what I've found is that the parts of a story that are common to all of those reporting venues are with about a 90% probability true. And then if we can look at the journal and take away or understand their ideology and sort of read between the lines, with their bias, we can get about another 60% of value on that. And this is a technique that the military and our intelligence agencies use today. It's called open source intelligence, and it's something I've been doing for about 25 years. This is exactly how I found an Al-Qaeda attack on U.S. soil and was able to get the FBI involved, and we were able to stop it successfully. So, looking at what's going on right now, I am absolutely dumbfounded with the amount of disinformation that's coming out. I want to be clear, there's misinformation, which is where people are making a mistake. Mm-hmm. And there's disinformation where people are deliberately giving you false information to mislead you and make you act. And a perfect example is one of our shows a week or two ago about the conservative groups holding armed riots in the state capitals. That was a false flag. That was disinformation. It was not true. And it was done for the purpose of misleading people with weapons. I said on the air it was a sting operation to get your guns, very few people showed up. And I'm very glad that that was the case, but that's a perfect example of the kind of misinformation. There is misinformation being fed into intelligence channels. I've encountered some things that I've had to report to authorities because I'm not working in the classified arena today, and haven't been in the recent past. And so one of the things I realize is that I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and I don't have what we call situational awareness of other countries, their military movements, the things they are doing, the political attitudes of, of leadership and so forth in those countries. And so when I see a comment on a third world piece of publication without that information, and a lot of that information, a lot of the accurate information is highly classified, and I don't have access to it, So I was not able to interpret. I mean, I found some coded communications that I got to the right people, but I couldn't understand what it was because I couldn't put that information in context. That being said, as I look at what's going on out there, I see many, many events, things in the intelligence community we call indicators. We put indicators together. We look, as Melissa said, look for multiple source confirmations and try to assess the validity of that. In intelligence, the primary job of intelligence is to take information and remove bias. That is what intelligence does. They talk about the bias. They talk about the trustworthiness of the source, the accuracy, and you will never, ever see intelligence without a confidence, a probability estimation of the accuracy of that information. I compare information that comes out of the CIA to information that comes from the Wall Street Journal. And the difference is, in the CIA, you're going to say, something happened in this place today, and they'll tell us what the source is, they'll tell us how well vetted that source is, and they'll give us a confidence of the accuracy of that information. That's really the only difference between what the CIA puts out and what the Wall Street Journal puts out, except that we, the public, don't have the benefit of knowing what's true and what's false from the Wall Street Journal, and we don't get to see the information that's classified. So the level of disinformation and misinformation, honest mistakes, disinformation, deliberately misleading information. I have never seen it in my life this profound, this prolific.
Right.
I've never seen this kind of disinformation before. And so it makes it very, very difficult even for trained intelligence analysts to understand what's going on. And, you know, I have sympathy on those who are working inside the government to figure it out. We saw the in the last week that DNI Radcliffe had delivered. Actually, it's a little more than a week ago. Radcliffe had delivered his report on foreign interference in our election to leaders of Congress, to the cabinet, and to the president. And so that was supposed to have come out within 45 days of the election. It took a while. But the point is that there was partisan bickering within the intelligence community about what they believed the intent of various people to be. And so there, even in the community, there's bickering and misinformation. And right. I feel for the people who have to figure it out.
Right. And I'd like to stress to our listeners, you have to remember, this disinformation is a coordinated event across the mainstream media. That's why you hear the same exact phrases and talking points when you switch from one channel to the other to the other. They're all talking about the same thing. It's because it's a coordinated disinformation event.
I understand that, but can you give me an example, something that's concrete that you see going on that you believe is disinformation?
Well, I mean, the one example that I cited was the armed protests for conservative groups, but okay. There are many others. If you want to go on the internet, and by the way, when I reference information that's come out of the government, my references are all open public sources. They are on the internet. You can find them. So if you go on the internet and Google CIA Operation Mockingbird, you will find the previously classified document explaining how the CIA intends to manipulate populations by spreading coordinated false information.
And we've talked about that many times right. here
yeah.
on this
okay,
show.
Okay, well, I've got it now. Thanks.
Right. I'm going to tell you one thing that I was surprised at, and that's the Chinese underground. There's an underground in China that's fighting against the Chinese Communist Party, and they're trying to overturn it. And they have a big presence on the internet, sharing information about what's going on in China and how they're interfering with our elections and
How did you find out about that, Rick?
On the internet, but I don't use Google. I duck, duck, go.
Okay.
Well, it's actually the group has come out and they are sharing their information to Am I correct?
Yep.
They're sharing their information worldwide to say, basically, America, you better pay attention because this is how it's done here.
You'd be surprised at the level of support for Donald Trump in this country from the Chinese.
Right.
Bless them.
Right. And, well, the other countries. And as you were doing your research, you probably saw where they're having their problems.
That was my
question. Leaders are falling in across the globe here. There's suicides everywhere. There's, you know, the governments are in the turmoil all around the globe. But, you know, it's all out there if you just take the time to look for it. And like Doug suggested, make sure to check the sources on it. Because there's a lot of YouTube channels and a lot of blogs out there. And they're sharing stuff that is disinformation. But
or they're creating stuff because people are making a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Videos. Yeah.
And right now is a hot time to be a hot political, you know, talk show or commentator or whatever. And, you know, people will do anything for a buck. And they, like I said, a simple phone, I mean, I can make myself look 15 years younger and 50 pounds thinner with my phone. Yeah. I mean, that's not a joke, with this simple phone. There's a lot they can do with manipulating these videos. And you just got to be careful.
I've got an app on my phone. I can make my dog talk.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. I can make my sister smart. I mean, it's just. I love you, Melanie.
Okay. Folks, I can give you one clue if you're really searching. That'll might help you in your search, and that is, if they're being censored and they're being taken off one platform, and you have to go find them somewhere else, that might be a good clue. Why are they being censored this day
absolutely.
And time?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
It's because somebody's trying to shut them up. Okay, and there's a lot of that going on. Unfortunately, our First Amendment rights are being taken away. They want to shut you up. I hope we don't face it here on this program, but, you know.
Well, you know, and it is starting very broad right now that CNN is doing a huge push, a really big push, and meeting with Congress people who are jumping right on the wagon. They really want to get Newsmax and OAN canceled.
Right.
And if you've listened to us, you know that they're
trying to force all the cable,
all the internet providers and the cable providers, they want
to
pull their channels. And once they do that, they're silencing the voice
of opposition
to them from the top down.
Right.
The interesting part of that to me is that CNN has recently been taken out of the airports, and so I don't, and with their ratings not having been good to begin with, you've got Newsmax, whose ratings have soared in the past few months, and CNN, whose have tanked. Now, if you're a cable company and your money is being made from advertisers, are you going to go with a company who's up and coming, or are you going to go with a company who's failing, and what kind of threats are they making against you to go with the company that's failing?
Well, I think that was given as a big incentive to CNN to bring that fight to the field. But I'm always going to think there's nefarious behind it, a bigger picture of just trying to get us shut down. So they're like, hey, CNN, look what they're doing over here. You might want to try to get rid of them.
Well, they did the same thing with Fox until now Fox is no longer Fox anymore.
No.
You know,
no better than any
Fox
of the rest.
Turned into a ferret.
Sure did. Good line, Melissa.
I'm full of them. Stay tuned.
Pete, you've been pretty quiet lately. What's going on?
Yeah, I agree with all what you're saying. Is the suppression of the First Amendment, which is certainly one of the most important. And as I go back to when you talk about a constitutional government, is the rights of the right of minority dissent. That is the beauty of a democracy, that you can have a dissenting opinion about your government leaders or whatever. And you will not be harassed or ridiculed or whatever. And I mean, you stop and you look in the 1930s, what happened over there. I was in Germany 11 years ago as a war planner. I actually talked to some of the German people who lived through World War II. And that was one of the first things they did. They went house to house. They took your Bibles. They took your guns. They took your money. And if you in any way said anything to them, they could physically beat you. The brown shirts were notorious for that, you know, as well. And, you know, I think there's some hope. I understand Parler's going to be back up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, God bless him.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I believe there's another platform I'm on called Telegram. Telegram is very pro-Trump. And they have 50 million plus people on board. Okay. Another issue I see coming here. The American people no longer trust our political parties, both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Right.
And for good reason. Do you know why?
They're not trustworthy, of course. It's a uniparty.
They're no longer worthy of our trust because of them proving themselves unworthy.
Yep.
Okay. I think what you're going to see is a distinct possibility. I'm a political scientist by training. I think you're going to see the emergence of a third independent American party or Patriot Party. I think it's coming. And I think the Republicans and the Democrats know it. Okay. And for good reason. The beauty of this wonderful country is the fact that it's the rule of law, and the law comes from God. God gives the power to the people, who gives it to the government. It's not given to the government first and then to the people.
Amen.
The power always belongs to the people. And we realize that this nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. That is absolutely paramount. What I shared with the Harbinger and talking about Bill Federer, we must return to our Judeo-Christian values, and we must stand up for God because that's what he expects, okay? But I have hope. Like Ronald Reagan, I still have hope that as long as there are those of us who believe in God, who love this country, we will take a stand. We will pay any price to ensure that future generations will know and enjoy the blessings of liberty.
I want to hit on 2 points of that, Pete, that first of all, I absolutely agree with that. The first point is the 50 million people that are on Telegram, the, 75, 80 million who voted for Trump. That is hope. That is a massive amount of people who think and feel like we do. That is hope.
A good point. I hate to have to cut you off, but that is all the time we have today. And I want to remind our listeners, the First Amendment is not just about free speech. It's about the free exercise of religion. And you need to do that. Take advantage of it. The First Amendment is worth fighting for. Hope you'll come back and join us next week for CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.